Live from KQED News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District has issued another spare the air alert for tomorrow due to smoke from the Kincade Fire that persists over the region. Residents are encouraged to avoid outdoor activities, keep windows closed, and use an N95 face mask when outside. District meteorologist Jarrett Claiborne says more hazy air is drifting over from Sonoma County, but he expects some of it will clear out by late tomorrow.
As a meteorologist, wildfires are extremely difficult to forecast.
Meanwhile, the California Public Utilities Commission wants to open an investigation of the widespread public safety power outages that have left hundreds of thousands of PG&E customers in the dark. The state's utility regulators also want to review the rules that allow PG&E and other power companies to turn off the electricity when conditions are ripe for fires. PG&E's bond and stock prices have dropped sharply in the last few days. Investors are afraid that the Kincade Fire and the power shutoffs will increase the troubled utility's liability and make it harder for bondholders to collect on their claims as the utility struggles to emerge from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. PG&E shares closed today at less than $4, 75% off the one-year high. UC Hastings law professor Jared Elias.
The fall in the stock and bond price, I think, represents the market questioning whether or not the assumptions that Wall Street had made about PG&E were correct assumptions.
Elias says the current uncertainties cast new doubt on PG&E's ability to get approval for its current plan to get out of bankruptcy. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News. Live from KQED News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon. Most Sonoma County residents who were evacuated on Friday and Saturday as the Kincade Fire advanced have been given the all clear to go home. Just minutes after the evacuation orders were lifted for the town of Windsor, dozens of city officials and first responders staked out a street corner and unfurled a banner to welcome the returning residents home. Vice Mayor Deborah Fudge.
It's Snoopy's doghouse with Snoopy on top. And Charlie Brown is sitting next to the doghouse, and he has a big smile on his face. And it says, "Welcome home, Windsor residents. Hashtag Windsor together."
The creator of Snoopy and Charlie Brown, the late Charles M. Schultz, lived in Sonoma County for many years, and his widow, like many others, lost her home in the 2017 fires. Vice Mayor Fudge told KQED that firefighters successfully battled the flames that threatened Windsor overnight, and not a single structure burned inside the city limits. The green light to return to some areas affected by the Kincade Fire comes with strings attached. KQED's Michelle Wiley reports that residents need to be ready to move out again if conditions change.
Additionally, if any homes were damaged by the fire, the evacuation orders will remain in place until they can be inspected. Firefighters are hopeful that the end of the red flag warning today will allow them to deepen their containment lines and gain an upper hand against the fire.
That's Michelle Wiley in Santa Rosa. There's more news on our website, kqednews.org, and I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.